Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb. I'm going to miss this so much when you're on vacation. It's ridiculous.
That's right. I'm going to collect a lot of stories. And when I come back,
we're going to have like 2 weeks
But when I come back, we'll have a 3-hour good, the bad, the dumb.
We should do a whole show.
Yeah. First hour good, second hour bad, last hour dumb.
Exactly.
That's the thing to do.
It's brought to you by Verizon with their newest unlimited plan. Everyone's welcome. Introducing Welcome Unlimited from Verizon for just $30 a line per month for 4 lines with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Our best priced unlimited plan ever. For real, $30 a line for the whole family. The network you want, the price you love. Switch to Verizon today. Paper-free billing required. Unlimited 5G nationwide 4G LTE. In times of congestion, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. All smartphone lines on the account must be on Welcome Unlimited and are eligible only for select promotions. Includes domestic talk, text, and data usage only. Data roaming at 2G speeds. All right, what is the good of the day?
It's a first for us. At least I think it's a first.
Oh, good.
Because, I mean, we've been doing this for a long time now. I don't think we've ever done this. And how it coincides with this hour is pretty remarkable as well. Because the good of the day goes to our good buddy, Connor O'Gara.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've checked out his videos of these hard-hitting questions he's asking SEC coaches.
No. What is he doing?
Oh, these are fantastic. These are the questions we need answers to because he's getting real answers. So I have this one here. I need you to listen to because this is a question. You're going to hear Connor's voice first, and then you're going to hear Lane Kiffin give his response.
Okay.
Lane, I saw that you signed a mustard bottle earlier. Have you signed a lot of those in the last 9 months?
I did sign a mustard bottle. That was the first guy to come up. Which I think he had Alabama shirt on, so I was a little confused there. And so, yes, I've signed a lot of mustard balls and golf balls, which normally I haven't. So it's been a unique off season.
Okay, we're going to stay over in that.
And I'd like to say on the golf ball, which goes back to the first pitch, which you know I threw out for the Tennessee game, and we got swept by Tennessee and didn't play well, and everybody thought it was my fault. I had a plan. I wanted our guys to stay humble and not play very well, and then we'd go win the national championship in baseball. So I'd like to say that was a plan. So all the Tennessee fans that were all excited about sweeping us, there was a plan.
Man, that was brilliant. That is brilliant. Good job, Lane Kiffin, man. That is great stuff.
But it's all Connor. Yeah. Connor doesn't ask that question. We don't get that awesome soundbite.
Who else would ask that question?
Right. No one.
Yeah, no one.
I have one more.
Okay.
I couldn't resist because we love when this guy ever goes off on a tangent. I don't know if you know what SEC coach I'm talking about that goes off on a fun, wild road of like, where are we going?
Saban?
No.
Mike Leach.
Mike Leach.
Yes.
And Connor asks a very important question that, we want to know the answer to. People post this question on Twitter all the time. Connor just, he's just helping us out.
Sankey said that you have some Netflix recommendations. Would you be willing to share those with us?
Yeah, I wish I'd watched more Netflix lately, and I haven't. Somebody said I need to watch The Terminal List, which I haven't watched it yet. The Hidden Gem, which I think I said it last year. Operation Odessa, that documentary, you need to watch that, about these international criminals that try to buy a submarine for Pablo Escobar. That's worth watching. I wish I could tell you I'd watch more Netflix. I haven't watched a lot lately. And during the season, it's good to watch, to kind of get your head straight. But I did... I'm up to date on Better Call Saul. I'm up to date on Yellowstone. I'll tell you, that's part of it. The kids got me into Stranger Things, and I'm certainly not ready for this season. I'm about halfway through. I don't know. So if you guys have any good recommendations, I could probably use them. And so I guess I'll defer to the numbers here.
Hey, he's a national treasure, isn't he? He's a national. Now, I want to compare that to about 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago, when Will Muschamp, who at the time was the head coach of the University of Florida, was asked about his facing Nick Saban, and it was asked if this was a Jedi Padawan thing, and Will Muschamp went, "Oh, is that a Star Wars reference? Oh yeah, well yeah, I saw Empire Strikes Back when I was a kid. I didn't watch the rest of the way." Compare the two. Because Will Muschamp was clearly lying.
Yeah.
When he said he was a kid and watched Empire Strikes Back and didn't watch Return of the Jedi. Clearly lying.
So he doesn't know
what he was afraid of.
If Darth Vader is actually Luke's father or Darth Vader was just
lying.
Didn't care.
Didn't care what happened to Han Solo in the carbonite. Didn't care what happened to Luke's hand.
Han Solo's still frozen, obviously.
Right? He didn't care. He went, Because I remember pointing this out at the time. I'm like, Will Muschamp and I are about the same age. I couldn't wait for Return of the Jedi to come out in 1983. I had to wait 3 years for the movie to come out. Will Muschamp, apparently, same age as me. We could have played together as kids. We could have played with our Star Wars toys as kids if we lived in the same neighborhood. Apparently, he went, "I'm good. I don't need this anymore. I need to break down 3-4 defenses, so I'll see ya." Will Muschamp was so afraid to admit that he liked anything outside of football. He wanted to be football guy, right? I got no time for stranger effects or thingies or whatever you guys are calling that. I don't even know what that is. It's like when coaches go, when Bill Belichick was like, "Oh, that Insta Facebook thing," or like an Insta book, or
yeah,
he knows exactly what that is. But he doesn't want to admit he knows what that is. Mike Leach has no problems going, I absorb everything. I have a life outside of this. I watch Netflix.
Oh, God. Did you hear? He said it's good to watch it during this season just to get your head straight. And you know what? I guarantee every single coach is that way because you can't live football 24/7.
Exactly. But you don't want to say that, though. Like, you don't want to go, "Hey, I have a life outside. I'm not watching game film with my, you know, I'm not Kurt Russell in Miracle playing Herb Brooks watching film of the Soviets while my wife's cooking dinner and it's going to be cold because I can't leave this room." You want to project this image to everybody that the only thing you care about is delivering you a winning product. Even my family, my kids' names, I don't even know how old they are. Yep. I love football so much. And Mike Leach is like, "I'm caught up on Better Call Saul. I'm caught up on Yellowstone. My kids are getting me into Stranger Things. I haven't caught up on that.
I'm only halfway through, but you know, so he's not ready for this season yet.
By the way, Terminal List is not on Netflix. It's on Amazon Prime. But who cares? He wants to watch it. That's treasure. Connor, well done. We can't wait to talk to you in 20 minutes. What's the bad of the day?
Bad of the day is an Argentinian soccer player getting hit in the face by a fish.
And then, how did that happen?
And then needing to be carted off the field. Somebody threw a fish at him. I don't care about that. What I care about is that the fish grazed his face, didn't permanently kill him. You know, or maim him forever. But he had to be carted off the field. And this is why soccer is not going to make it in America.
We don't put up with that.
I mean, it's
you
a flop fish.
In the NBA, we go crazy on you.
I mean, first of all, you know, let's give it up to the fan. I'm impressed that you even thought about smuggling a fish into the stadium.
Yeah, well done.
You know, I don't know how you go about doing that. Like, you just wake up one morning, got tickets to a game. Like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bring a fish into the stadium and throw it at the player.
It's amazing when they go through security and they're like, "What's this? It's a fish."
It's a fish.
Sure, yeah, go right on
it's
in.
It's lunch.
What are you doing with that?
But, I don't know. I mean,
all right, fine, take it in.
You watch this video. Yes, the fish hits him in the face. But to be carted off the field, come on.
Come on.
Come on, man.
That's humiliating, man.
That's worse than getting hit in the head by a fish.
That's awful.
So, yeah. I can't stand seeing that. It's just that flopping nonsense that, oh my God, I'm permanently injured. I'm down for the count. Sub me out, coach. Yeah. I got hit by a fish.
That happens. The flopping happens in the NBA and people go crazy. Like there's video of people not even getting touched.
Yep.
And them falling to the ground. And there's plenty of videos of soccer players.
I die on this hill saying it started in soccer.
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons why I can't stand Argentina, because they're the kings at it.
Is it because, and again, is it strategic? It's like, it's strategic. I really do want to get a card.
It all started with, you know, it's like, hey, you know, if you get grazed in the penalty box, go down. Let's get a penalty kick.
Yeah, because goals what it are is. Hard to come by, so you might as well try to get one as soon as you
can. Or, you know, just outside the box, you know, it's like, hey, let's try to get a free kick here. And then, you know, it depends on how much you're rolling around. I mean, famously, Ronaldo did that to his teammate, Wayne Rooney, and Wayne Rooney was issued a red card. And this happened during a World Cup. And they were teammates at the time. They were both playing for Manchester United. But Wayne Rooney laid a tackle on Ronaldo. Ronaldo, you know, died on the field, apparently, to the point that Wayne Rooney received a red card.
Oh, wow.
And got kicked out of the game, and, you know, Portugal went on to win the game.
Wow.
So, crazy. But, I mean, yeah, it happens all the time, so I can't stand it.
Like, all right, what's the dumb of the day then?
Dumb of the day.
That sounds like a dumb of the
day. That was dumb, but it was bad because, you know, it's ruining soccer for a chance in this country. It's like we're trying to climb this ladder, man. You know, but anyways. The dumb of the day is autograph guy at the MLB All-Star Game. I don't know if you saw this.
There's
a viral video going through. Now, yeah, I will say this. If he's trying to do this for a kid, I fully respect this old man. Not an old man. I mean, he's probably our age. You know, pushing and shoving his way to get an autograph. If he is not doing this for a kid, come on, dude.
Well, this is a really tough story.
It is.
Because there's a couple of things. I was really, really interested in this. I don't know why I was. But I saw it trending on Twitter last night. And I went, okay, I try to look, there's the initial reaction, which is, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Right. You know what this reminds me of? I'll go on quick. It reminds me of, there's a famous picture of kids in a museum looking at their phones while this beautiful art is on the wall.
Right.
There's this famous picture and everybody uses it as our generation is gone. They're gone. The phones have taken over. They can't even appreciate this art in a museum. The only thing they care about is their phones. This is awful. We're all doomed. And then somebody pointed out, no, that's not exactly what you're seeing. What you're seeing is a teacher said, look up this artist. This is who did this, and was asking them questions about the artist. And the kids were looking up the answers on their phone. They were Googling the artist, and they were all, it was an assignment.
Right.
And somebody took a picture and said, no, it's not that. They're all on Instabook, InstaChat, right? Or whatever that Bill Belichick wants to call it.
Snap face.
Right, exactly. They don't care about art. No. They don't. They didn't believe it. They said, no, it's true. These kids were in this museum and the teacher gave them an assignment to learn more about the artist. And they went on their phones and looked up the artist to answer the questions. Same thing here in a way. You're right. You're 100% right. That was an angle I actually didn't think about. Let's say he's got a kid in a wheelchair that loves Justin Verlander and he can't get the kid to the line. And he's like, I got to get Justin, because it was Justin Verlander, right? That was getting, he was trying to,
I'm not sure.
That's what people were saying, but you don't see the player.
Yeah.
But I think it was Justin Verlander, but if it's not, forgive me. Let's say
it's an MLB player.
Let's say he's trying to get that autograph for his son in a wheelchair.
Right.
He's desperate. He wants his kid to be happy. All the other kids get to be right up at the rope. His son can't be at the rope. Maybe it is, I sell these things on eBay. Get out of my way, child. Daddy needs to make some money. Then that's another angle. But then somebody pointed out, and I don't know if this is true at all, but somebody was pointing out that this is something that's on a TV show.
Yeah, I saw that in Practical Jokers.
Practical Jokers, like this might have been a bit for a television program. And I was like, okay, there's three things. Yours is the third that now I have to process with this video. What exactly
I'll throw a fourth one because I saw another comment that
okay.
that was, you know, adults are a fan of these guys too. Why can't an adult get an autograph? And for me, that was the only thing I was thinking. I was like, well, I guess you can go the traditional way and wait in line at a autograph signing or
right,
know, buy
pay
it.
Money. Yeah, like, hey, for $250 you can get a, yeah, like a picture and an autograph. You can go do that.
But I mean, you know, there's the thrill seeker for the for adults too. To yeah. Like, oh my God, my star's
I
right
want
here.
To believe it's a crazy lunatic fan being rude because it's a funnier story, right, or it's a better story,
but I would hate
to be that guy and then find out he has a disabled son.
Or just a young kid. A 3-year-old or a 4-year-old who loves the game. You know, he may not know who the ball player is, but would love to get an autograph.
Exactly.
You know, yeah. I remember, you know, when we've had people come into the studio, I've gone with my kids and said, here, can you, and it looks like I'm asking for the autograph for them. But it's like, no, this is for my son.
Exactly.
You know, he was a huge baseball player, and he has them displayed in his room.
All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Again, brought to you by Verizon. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.